robber may have had an accomplice who is still on the loose.
Gosh.
So it would make up for all the long time it's taken to.
Yeah. I've been trying to sort that one out as well.
I put on the kettle. Do you want one?
Yes. Quarter past four?
Yeah.
Right, not 2 o'clock. Not quarter past five.
No.
Okay, quarter past four. Right out. Right, she's coming in at quarter past four.
So.
And Joanna will come in at quarter past six.
Just got the two coming.
Yeah.
They may not fit together.
Well, it was just that, was it 8 weeks, your hospital appointment?
I think so.
No, it was. That was
Did
right.
you write it in?
Yes, I have, but...
Yeah.
I,
oh, you thought 8 weeks,
yeah,
isn't
it? One,
yes.
Two, three, four. It's gone on to, you know, it's into April. I just wonder whether that's all right. So these daffs have really come out now.
As you say, all down the side there, they are all out.
Yeah. They're probably not so deep, you see, as the other ones, that side, because there's not the depth of soil in this one.
I can't remember because if you remember, I bought some late, some sort of bulbs, and I can't remember which. And you put those in, and I can't remember where. Is this the 41?
No, I don't know what I've done with it. Maybe upstairs. No. Well, either that or we can slip it in at 5:15. How about that?
Oh, yes, it's that time, isn't there? Yes.
Gosh, police who found £19,500 tool repair business in Newark yesterday.
Did they?
Dug up the garden of his cottage home.
Oh.
We believe it has been buried in tin cans and hidden in walls all over the place. It could take months to trace, and it is possible we will never find all of it.
It doesn't give Woodbridge at all in this one.
No, it doesn't, does it?
I mean, I'll have the piece of paper in a minute when you start doing crosswords. So.
Yeah. Ian Botham's dream of helping England to victory in his last World Cup campaign took thrilling shape in Perth. Botham inspired England to their 9-run win over India with his enthusiasm, experience and will to win. He was involved in everything, opening the innings, coming back as a runner for Graham Gooch, bowling a match-winning spell, holding a vital catch and finally ending the game with a calm run out. Beefy's presence in the England team is a huge bonus for Gooch. The big fella is more keyed up than I've seen him for a long time. And he is channeling all his energies into one final World Cup fling. Don't ask me how he manages it, but there is still an aura about Botham that intimidates even the finest player. Indian youngster handled England's other bowlers with ease. He looked in tremendous form, but when Botham came on and bowled him a harmless straight one, Sachin somehow managed to edge it into his pads and nearly played on. Not that Both would ever admit to bowling a straight one. The ball he produced to finally get rid of was a gem and it turned the match away from India.
The thing about it is, I mean, they've all got to be using their words now, haven't they? I mean, they've all been sort of saying, oh, well, you know, it was ridiculous to take him, let him play his panto and then sort of just join the thing. I mean, everybody's been complaining about that. But considering all that, he hasn't done bad, has he?
No. Oh, I see. I thought, I don't know why, I thought there was two sort of halves to this World Cup, but there's not.
Oh.
It's just the one table.
Oh, so they've done what they've got to do.
Well, no, I mean, they're each going to play each other, obviously. But you see, England, New Zealand and Sri Lanka and West Indies have all got 2 points from one game. Australia, India, Pakistan and Zimbabwe have all lost, so they've got no points from one game. South Africa have still to play. So I should think it's going to be the top four that will go into a knockout competition or something like that at the end, you know.
Yeah. because these bookings had to be made by the 25th of February, didn't they?
That's right. Yes, well, the 26th, was it?
25th. Well, that's 26th.
Yeah. Now, that's Wednesday, you see, so I knew we got to do it.
You can even get to the Imperial for £297 per person for 5 nights. You think what the Imperial talkie is, anyway.
Yeah. Oh, yes, it says, but this is the first World Cup, the new way of playing the qualifying rounds. This is the first World Cup where every team has to play each other and should mean the best sides make the semi-finals. Under the old two-group format, it was very much down to luck as to who you were drawn with. The new system is much better. It allows for the odd hiccup, gives an extra dimension to every game and rewards those teams that perform on the day. It also gives the smaller nations like Sri Lanka and Zimbabwe a crack at all the big boys. So everybody plays everybody else once. Yeah. And then it's the semi-final. So obviously, I should think the top four clubs will go into the knockout.
They hadn't have had that at Woodbridge. Lavenham, they have them at the Swan there.
Thank you. Taupe.
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 T-O-P-E. That was the name of it.
Yeah, it's in here.
Well, I never, ever heard of them.
Just suddenly remembered it.
Now, what did it say it was?
American pop star or something, wasn't it?
Hmm. Oh, well.
And a Maharishi microwave nose via any American. Insect bats soon haul horseplay interests here. But I've got one here and I can't get it.
No.
Well, nine down. Try. Now take over from. S blank. Oh, that's an E, not an L, of course. That's better. So S blank P E blank S E D blank.
Sorry, what was it? S.
Take over from.
Yeah.
S blank P E.
S blank.
P E blank S E D.
Superseded.
Blank superseded. Yeah, super. Well done.
I often can see it when it's written down.
Supersede. Gosh.
Well, that's a funny thing. The chappie who, was in the Neighbours. Then became a pop star.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm trying to think what he was called in it. But his father, his own father, is in fact Doug Willis in the series, who's the father of that girl Cody.
Oh.
And whatnot. Mm. I say he plays father of four, Doug Willis, in the series, and also told Woman's Own magazine that a happy on-screen family life made a welcome change from real life. He brought up Jason alone after splitting from the boy's mother, Sue, and said, I'm very proud. I'm very pro, that sort of thing.
So, what shall we get? Shall I?
I've got some corned beef, haven't I?
Right.
Oh, well, of course, we're the rest of the chicken.
Yeah.
I couldn't hear you then.
That's all right. I answered myself. I said, yes, you did.
What?
Bring out knives.
Yes.
And committed suicide. Because he had wrong now. Against the person. But in American law, it's also understood that the news is perishable.
Right.
and you have to present it in a timely fashion. And mistakes can be made in good faith. So there's a provision in the law for that.
Let me get this right. Do you think that, anybody in the public eye has no rights to any private life?
I would say they have no rights to any private life because usually we make decisions all the time not to publish things. We know far more than we publish.
But I mean, you would follow somebody into a hospital. You get orderlies and nurses or doctors even that tip you off, don't you?
In general, I would say yes, because public figures, it is recognized in American law that when you know, these people step out into the spotlight, they make a conscious decision, they go, hey, look at me.
But doing a certain thing. I mean, I do this show for a certain hour every day, but I don't think that gives you the right to know that I might go into hospital for something very personal to be done.
In our system of laws, I think they work very well. Possibly, we might do something that you would consider to be in bad taste. Mm. But generally speaking, we feel that the freer the press is. And by the way, it's not just for the press. It's for the average person. I mean, there was an incredible case here where a counsel sued the Times the other day. And actually, the judge found in their favor and said, the counsel can't sue the Times because the people in the counsel are part of your government, and they're there to do what you decide
they
should do.
I think that's slightly different when you're speaking for the country, but in presenters, in artists, I think...
Why would you think that was you
in the limelight as well, because you're a public... You're
oh,
in,
certainly.
So do you spend your life looking over your shoulder?
Well, I probably should, because yes, I would be very much at risk.
I mean, do you have friends that have celebrity status?
Oh, absolutely.
And they will talk to you?
Absolutely.
Were they mad?
No. Absolutely not, because we are...
show and Joan Rivers' show.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, would you dare to publish things about them?
Are you kidding? I mean, I said Geraldo had it off with 8,000 women. It was one of our...
And he still lets you on his show?
Geraldo Rivera made the statement. He said, I'll tell you what about the National Enquirer. They treated me fairly than most of the mainstream press.
But you see, that's a sexist thing, because I bet you if it was Joan Rivers had it off with 8,000 men, she wouldn't say, oh, that's fine.
I think Joan Rivers would say, I wish.
So they let you get away with these things? And then say,
because
hey,
we also publish, but we also publish very positive things. I mean, you know, I've had problems, say, with Oprah Winfrey, but I mean, you know, I came out with the story of how she had secretly and quietly been helping this church and helping homeless people and giving big chunks of money. And I wanted to point that out to people. I thought it was great. So, I mean, we are fair across the board, and our reputation for accuracy is very high,
well,
too.
What's your background in journalism?
Well, I started out, I was a political reporter, and I was a foreign correspondent by the time I was 22 in the Far East. In fact, I speak Japanese fluently, so I worked for the Asahi Shimbun, Asahi newspaper, the biggest daily in the world, very conservative paper. I was going to go to work for America's Washington Post, you know, and be the political pundit. But somehow, I was always the guy in the newsroom, they'd say, oh, who's in that movie, or what was it Bogart said, to, you know. And I was very interested in this, and I started meeting people in showbiz, and I loved it.
Do you know, I'm going to be a Jewish mother here,
yeah,
to you, and I'm going to
say...
You
think I went wrong?
I'm going to say, is this a nice joke, my clever boy?
I mean, it's
she reverts into a...
I love people like you.
Reverts into a Jewish...
The fact that I can be here talking to someone like you is very exciting for me.
I never realized that until recently.
What got me going?
And
days.
Prince something about it. Do you sleep well at night? Do you have any regrets?
No, I there's a lot of stories that I haven't published, and I feel good about the fact that, you know, I've known things that could have hurt people, and I could have published them. And I try, for instance, things involving children.
So you've got a heart there somewhere.
Oh, yes.
I'm very pleased to hear it. I'm very pleased to hear, and I'd like to see it a bit more in the inquiry. It's been a pleasure talking to you. Bye, Walker.
Love changes everything. Michael Praed. Love changes everything. Days are longer. Love can break the strongest heart. Pain is deeper.
Well, I suppose we can have a log, couldn't we?
One or two.
We have, haven't we? Mm. Those fuchsias that we bought, I reckon they've doubled in size.